Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, sports director, WLNS, that is Six Sports in Lansing, Fred Heumann. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Jack, how do you?
I am just fine. Did you ever envision a time when Michigan State would win 11 football games and fans would be disappointed?
You know, that's a good point. I just think it speaks to what the Rose Bowl means and what it really means around here. And I think Mark D'Antonio did a good job yesterday putting a good face on it for Michigan State and doing the right thing. But I think even inside, you know, we may not, when I say we, in this community, Michigan State may not get the opportunity to do this again with the changing of the landscape.
Right.
So this was the year to capitalize it. And I think that's the inner disappointment. The reality is, you know, this isn't going to happen every year. Like, this is going to start a string. I'm not saying Michigan State won't be good, but this was the year to get there, and they just couldn't do enough to get it done.
Well, there are certain franchises and certain schools that have curses, and I blame it all on Earl Robinson.
Why is that?
Well, in 1987, he was going to be going to the Rose Bowl, and he said to Jim Adams, "Jim, you go, I'll go next year."
Is that true?
Yeah.
And he hasn't gone since.
Hasn't gone since.
Because that's, you know, that's a great point about how we think in sports, things just happen. That's why I love Izzo's line when he says, "Our fans think the Final Four is on the schedule now." People think that just, you know, I guess it does happen for Izzo, but this, you know, this, you know, look at the Tigers in the World Series in 80. You know, I remember in 68, when I was a kid, everyone thought they were going to win in 69.
Yeah.
You know, they were finished 20 games out.
Right.
In 84, they thought they were going to be great. In 85, they finished 20 games. Well, they finished about 10 games out.
Right.
In 06, we thought this was the beginning of something special, and they haven't gone back. You know, the magic moments in sports and the magic stages aren't easy to get to.
Well, you know why the Tigers haven't gone back?
Why is that?
They don't bunt enough.
That's right. If they bunted more, they'd be there. You're absolutely right.
I want to talk a little bit about this football team, Fred, and some of the memories. And we know that Six Sports very well known for the specials that you do. And I'm not trying to commit you to doing one, but my guess is that depending on what happens, you'll have some sort of special coverage of New Year's Day. Have you thought about that yet?
Jack, I started thinking about that in August because we have a certain amount of specials for our station
Right. That
we have an obligation to do, and sports is assigned a good number of them, and you always know you might do one, two, or even three basketball specials,
Right. And
you're going to do a preseason football special, and this year we did a Michigan-Michigan State special, which you were a part of, which I thought worked out pretty well, but yeah, we're going to do a bowl special. I don't know when it'll run yet. You know, they could play on the first, they could play on the third, they could play on the fourth, but yeah, we'll have a six sports special, and I won't have Christmas.
What stands out to you as you flash back to the beginning of this season to now?
Well, you know, I think it, you know, they call it the magic. I'm not sure how much I believe in magic and teams of destiny, but I think starting with the little Giants and the heart attack, there's something that has been special about this season since that night against Notre Dame. And you do pause to wonder if little Giants doesn't happen, if he doesn't have his unfortunate heart attack, are they sitting here at 11-1 today? And I tend to think not so. And I do think the emotional factors in sports are huge, and I think there's something about that play and the rallying behind Coach D when he went down that has made this team even more committed to carry it on. I'm sure some people hear that and I think, well, that's hokey, you know.
Yeah.
And if I heard somebody else say it, I might say the same thing. But as you ask me that, I think that's where it started. The little Giants and the you know, there's not too many things anymore that surprise me, and the phone calls you get and the things that happen in sports. But that Sunday morning when I heard he had a heart attack goes down as one of the shocking things in my life for this guy to have a heart attack. That shocked me.
Right.
And I think it shocked the team, but, you know, you got to give his assistants credit and the AD, Mark Hollis, and the team and the captains. And, you know, maybe to further answer your question, maybe this went further back to the day Greg Jones decided to come back.
Yeah.
And I think some of it's tied to that. When they saw that this guy came back, and I think that was, I think when he didn't say it, but you could almost see it in D'Antonio's eye that day, at that press conference. It wasn't even a press conference. It was just D'Antonio talking, and he brought Greg Jones along with him, and we said, what's he doing here? And he announced that he's coming back, and I think it kind of started then.
Yeah, I think there were three signature moments, and you identified two of them. Greg Jones making that commitment made everyone say, wow, if he's willing to pass up that kind of coin, then maybe we ought to look at this.
Of course, and not to interrupt you, Jack, but at the time, that surprised me. Did it not you?
Yes. Yeah. I expected he would be gone. And a lot of people thought he should be gone.
Yeah.
I thought he had a lot of work to do, and I still think he has work to do. But I also thought at spring ball, as you saw the guys who were involved in the Rather Hall incident, and, you know, they could have said, well, you know, we're back, no big deal. But the B.J. Cunninghams and Mark Dells of this world were determined to have a big year. And they were going to justify Mark D'Antonio's faith. And I think they did just that.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because maybe it does go back to Rather Hall. And I think that D'Antonio took some heat for the way he handled that. And I'll say in retrospect, while I respect him greatly, maybe some of it was justifiable.
Yeah.
I thought that he gave Glenn Winston one too many chances.
Yeah.
I stood on record as saying then, I'll say now, I don't think they should have picked him up at jail and drove him to practice. I think that was a bad move.
What about Chris L. Rucker?
Well, you know, that's why I didn't think they would do it with Rucker.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do agree, and I'm never a coach or a Spartan apologist, but I do agree that a coach has more insight to what's going on than any of us or anybody out there in the community. And what Chris L. Rucker did in this incident, while I'm not condoning it, I don't know, without Rather Hall, that probably would not even be a blip on the radar screen. I don't mean to diminish it.
Yeah.
But the Rather Hall incident and his involvement in that, and when I say involvement, that's a tricky word, too, because involvement in the Rather Hall incident meant that anyone who was there, and they could have been standing there watching with their arms folded, but they were guilty by association. Doesn't mean it wasn't a bad decision. So anyway, I didn't think he would reinstate Rucker. I'm surprised that he did. But, you know, since that night that it happened, who's talking about Chris Rucker and that decision now? Nobody.
Right.
So he knows what he's doing. I have to respect what he does, but I didn't agree with everything all along. But I think probably some of it does trace back to that. I think faith is a big word for D'Antonio, and faith in this sense doesn't mean a religious faith. It means faith in the program and faith in each other. He believes in that, and I think they're trying to pay him back.
Fred Heumann, sports director, WLNS Television, that is Six Sports, and very famous at holiday time for the specials, and you'll see another one coming up with Michigan State football wherever the Spartans land. We did a special last night for SpartanTailgate.com, Fred, and picked our own All Big Ten teams, gave out our own awards, and we gave Greg Jones and Edwin Baker first team All Big Ten honors. And also included Aaron Bates and Dan Conroy. But when it came to Coach of the Year, I said, you know, we just can't give this to Mark D'Antonio, because I thought Don Treadwell did an amazing job of holding some things together. And Pat Narduzzi, a guy that a lot of people want to run out of town on a rail as late as last summer, now suddenly they can do no wrong. So we gave it to the Michigan State staff.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I got the email last night from John Lewandowski from Michigan State, as I'm sure you did, about the assistant coach of the year nationally.
Yeah.
And he gave the list, or somebody put out a list of the finalists.
Yeah.
And I emailed Lewandowski back, and I said, is Treadwell not on this? And he was, like, stunned, as I was. And I'm not necessarily a homer. I don't know who all the assistant coaches are, but what's a guy got to do to get on that list, to take over for a coach who had a heart attack and to keep the ship running? I'm surprised. I'm not saying he should win it. I'm surprised he's not a finalist. But, yeah, I think you do have to. And I don't think it's just the coordinators. I think all the assistants have to be credited in this, because this thing could have sunk when the head coach went down. And I think they showed us something.
Well, to think that they beat the number 5 team in the BCS and handled Wisconsin by 10 points with the head coach not there, that tells me a lot about the way they handled things.
It's too bad they didn't play Wisconsin in mid-November, because they might be sitting above them right now. That's long been my opposition to polls and the BCS. It's not who you beat, it's when you beat them.
Yeah.
And I think, and again, I'm not saying Michigan State is worthy over Wisconsin. They played again. Wisconsin might win. And Ohio State's probably better than both of them. But if they'd have beaten Wisconsin later in the year, things would look different.
Fred, quickly before we let you go, what's going to happen in Ann Arbor?
I kind of agreed with Lynn Henning. I thought Rich Rod might be gone by now as we sit here on Tuesday, and I still think a month from now or after the bowl game he will be gone. That's my opinion. I don't have any insight on that. I think his defensive coordinator better not buy a house. and I just get a feeling that they are poised to hire Jim Harbaugh. I think it's his if he wants it, and I think he'll take it.
Why do you think he'll take it?
Because I think it's still a chance to go home to an area where his dad coached in Michigan and his dad worked for Bo and his dad coached at Western Michigan. And I know he's got it rolling at Stanford, but sometimes you get in a spot where you've taken it to a level and you're not going to get any higher, and it's a good time to jump out. And I think he could come back and, you know, he still has that old blue pride, and he could be a Schembechler disciple that revived Michigan. I think it's a better job for him, if you catch my drift, now in trying to revive Michigan than taking it after Lloyd Carr left and trying to maintain it, if you catch my drift.
Well, my only point about that is it didn't seem to influence Les Miles that much. And my information from the West Coast is, as much as Jim Harbaugh thinks about Michigan, despite what he said about its academics a couple years ago, his heart and soul is on the National Football League. You
know? Well, yeah, that's the other side of it. I mean, he could have the 49ers job tomorrow, right,
yeah,
if they get rid of their coach.
Right, Singletary, but they won a couple games in a row, but they're
right,
still below 500.
And
so
that's an issue, as opposed to, you know, hiring somebody else who's a college guy. Harbaugh's had his brother coaches there. He'd probably love to coach against his brother.
Yeah.
So that's the dissenting vote, you know. And again, you asked my opinion. I don't have any inside information on this, and I don't cover Michigan regularly. But my opinion is that they can't come back with Rich Rod again, with the kind of defense he plays and playing Smurf football. It won't work in the Big Ten. It'll never work in the Big Ten. And he probably will win a lot of games somewhere, but it ain't going to be at Michigan and in the Big Ten, because you can't play with the big boys playing that kind of football. Period.
You know, the other thing about the 49ers, Fred, is they have hired college coaches on two occasions.
Bill Walsh.
They hired Bill Walsh, and they hired Steve Mariucci after 1 year at Cal.
People forget that. That's right. And
so,
both those worked out pretty well for him, didn't they?
Pretty well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be the other side of that. I mean, who gets it if it's not Harbaugh?
How about you? Brady Hoke.
You know what? Now, where is he? He's in
San Diego State.
He's being mentioned for Indiana, is what I hear.
Yes.
Well,
wouldn't that be something if Indiana took him away from Michigan?
Yeah, I don't know if Brady Hoke has the star power, though, that somebody like a Harbaugh does.
But you know what? Lloyd Carr didn't have any star power.
No, I know it, but this is a new regime.
Yeah. Fred Heumann, our guest, sports director, WLNS Television, Six Sports. Fred, we'll be watching for that special when it comes bowl time.
Lugnut's got a new manager today. You want to talk about that? Don't have time, do you?
No, we're all out of time, Fred.
Another day.